And at 8:51, it's time to bring in meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good Monday morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. It's a warm start to the day. We've got temperatures in the upper 60s to over 70 degrees this morning across the region. The humidity is fairly high. It's a typical summertime day, and it looks like we are going to expect to see a little bit of rain and thunderstorm activity occurring across the upper portions of the Midwest as we go forward through the next couple of days. The precipitation will work its way into lower parts of the region as well, but I don't think it's going to have a great deal of impact other than just keep that humidity high, and we're probably not going to see a great deal of relief from the warm weather for a little while. Maybe in the middle and latter part of this week, we'll see temperatures just slightly milder. Well, we do expect to see the rainfall today to be most concentrated across the upper parts of the Midwest. Actually, today and tomorrow combined, we'll probably see showers and thunderstorms from the Dakotas and parts of Nebraska straight eastward into Michigan. These areas will probably pick up on some 3/4 inch to 1.5 inch amounts, maybe some local totals of 2 to 3 inches. There will be some strong to severe thunderstorms in some of that. But the lower parts of the Midwest will probably be more teased with rain than anything else. We will see some strong storms perhaps in northern portions of Illinois Tuesday night into Wednesday. And then some of that might work its way into central Illinois, but it's not likely to get much further to the south or east from that area. We will see some shower activity left over from this, but it's not likely to have a great deal of impact. And a few showers will pop up long before that. We'll have some instability showers popping up this afternoon. And again, tomorrow afternoon and probably Wednesday afternoon in the lower Midwest. But the rain totals for the first half to two-thirds of this work week will probably not be real impressive, running anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 3/4 inch. If you happen to get involved with some of those stronger thunderstorms, certainly the rain will be welcome. But our temperatures are still going to be warm enough this week that we'll evaporate most of it away without a whole lot of hesitation. Temperatures this afternoon will run 80s and lower 90s across a fair amount of the lower Midwest. We'll see that again tomorrow afternoon and perhaps on Wednesday as well. In fact, on Wednesday, we may actually see some middle 90s occur again in parts of Missouri and southwestern Illinois as we see a frontal system starting to push into the region and will heat up just in front of that. So the mildest weather will probably show itself across the lower Midwest as we get out towards Friday and Saturday. Temperatures will be in the 80s across most of the region at that point, maybe a few upper 70s in the far north. Our low temperatures at night are still going to be rather warm and steamy, so these crops aren't going to get a lot of rest for a little while. We'll look for temperatures at night running mostly upper 60s through the lower 70s, maybe even a few middle 70s, occurring on Wednesday morning across Missouri and parts of southwestern Illinois. And we'll start to see a little bit of a better situation at night with temperatures dropping into the upper 50s and 60s across the Midwest on Friday into Saturday and Sunday, with Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan experiencing the coolest nighttime temperatures. A ridge of high pressure is going to build up across the western Corn Belt in a rather substantial manner late this week into the weekend. We'll see heat get pretty impressive across hard gray winter wheat country. Probably 100 to 106 degrees will occur in some locations out there Friday into Saturday and maybe Sunday. After that, the heat will in the western Corn Belt may manage to get up into the upper 90s to near 100 in some areas in parts of Nebraska and western Iowa, maybe southwestern Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. But we aren't going to see the temperatures quite so hot across the eastern and lower parts of the Midwest. Some cooler weather will come next week with a handful of showers and thunderstorms, but we're still not going to be looking for a big soaking in the lower parts of the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Drew Lerner joining us from World Weather Incorporated.